getting hot sun and cool off. Drink rum and coca.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 11:30. That was a brand new one by San Francisco's Sandwiches, a brand new LP released on Empty Cellar Records. That's actually their second record, a handful of 7-inches released in between there as well. Featuring a couple of backup members of the Fresh and Onlys, I believe, at least when the Fresh and Onlys first started. Fresh and Onlys got a new EP single coming up just a little later in the show. Got lots of other great new stuff here for you as well. New stuff by True Widow, Jerusalem and the Star Baskets, Total Control, Giant Claw, a handful of cassettes here to play for you. And we also got tickets to give away to Dirty Beaches and Gene's Wilder, both playing the Waldorf this Thursday. So tune in a little later in the show. Probably give those away in about a half an hour or so. But right now, back to more music. This is a new one from local band Terror Bird, their new LP on Night People.
Oh, How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's program.
In the April edition of Discorder, you can check out cover girl Kellarissa, read up on Sun Wizard, Louise Burns, and the Cave Singers, learn about music waste, and check out fabulous art by Andrew Pomeroy.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show here, starting everything off today with the Sandwiches, Over the Moon, brand new LP on Empty Cellar Records, all that San Francisco-based stuff, band and label there. Right after that, we heard Terror Bird with We Were Monsters from their new LP on Night People label. I think they're actually still in the midst of a European tour, hopefully getting back here sometime soon. After that, last track we heard, Circuit de U with Barrel Down, a new 7-inch just issued on Disteel Records. Got some stuff from them coming up later in the show as well. Also, we've got tickets to give away to Dirty Beaches and Gene's Wild are both playing this Thursday at the Waldorf. We're going to play something from both their new albums a little later in the show. Give tickets away around that time as well. But right now, we're going to get into a... it's a new one from the Fresh and Onlys here. This is actually from a forthcoming 12-inch EP to be released on Sacred Bones. I'm not actually sure of the release date, probably sometime in May, maybe late April. Pretty soon, I would imagine. Anyways, an advanced copy was slipped my way, and I just couldn't help myself. So here it is, Fresh and Onlys with Keep Telling Everyone Lies.
Does it really matter? makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was Burlington, Vermont's Vacant Lots, new 7-inch on Mexican Summer. I think they have an LP in the works on that label as well. That song was called Cadillac. And Girls Names from Belfast before that, brand new LP. Actually, that's forthcoming as well to be released on the Capture Tracks label at the end of the month. That's called Dead to Me. And the song we heard was called Lawrence. I think you can find that one in record stores April 26th. I'm sure by the time it gets to Vancouver, probably mid-May. But pretty good stuff. Nice poppy stuff there. Anyways, Fresh and Only's with Keep Telling Everyone Lies from their forthcoming 12-inch EP, Secret Walls. It's to be released on the Sacred Bones label right now. We've got, what do we got here? Oh, this is a new one here from a brand called True Widow. And they released a 2LP set about, it was about 3 years ago to very little acclaim. But great stuff. I played it plenty on the show when it came out, or just after it came out, I guess. And they have a new one here. And it's due this week, I believe. But you can check it out and try it out for yourself here. This is True Widow with Skull Eyes.
friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from Missouri's Jerusalem and the Star Baskets from a forthcoming LP to be released on Distelia. Yeah, we got lots of sneak peeks this episode here. Anyways, forthcoming episode, LP to be released on Distelia, entitled Dost, D-O-S-T in capital letters. Not sure what that means. Brighter the Light before that. And Broken Water from their new 12-inch Peripheral Star. The song we heard there was called Heartstrings. And from Dallas, Texas, True Widow and their new LP on Kamado. That's called As High as the Highest Heavens and From the Center to the Circumference of the Earth. Skull Eyes, simply enough, was the name of that song there. Kind of a little bit of a 90s rehash set there, I figure. Okay, anyways, we're going to get to the ticket giveaway. We've got Dirty Beaches and Gene Wilder playing the Waldorf tomorrow night. Going to be pretty easy to get a hold of these. 604-822-CITR. First one to call in, get some, you get a pair. Don't even have to come down to UBC to pick them up. Your name will be on the list. And you just show up. It should be a good show. I haven't seen Gene Wilder yet, but I've seen Dirty Beaches a couple times, and he always puts on a great show. And the new Gene Wilder LP is quite fantastic, and we're going to hear a little bit of that right now. This is Gene Wilder with Don't Want to Live Forever. All right, we're back here a little early. I think we might have someone on the line here. Bit of a surprise phone call. Is this Mr. Gene Wilder? Did I get you on the air?
Hey.
Oh, there you are. Excellent stuff here. I figured it out. I haven't had anyone on the air in a while. I'm sorry. I don't really have a lot of questions here for you. What do you do in your with your live show? Because the recordings, from what I gather, it's just you.
It's different. like on the recording, I did myself, and it's kind of impossible for me to replicate that totally without it just being like karaoke.
Yeah.
And so there's like different, like not drastically different, but like different versions of the song.
Yeah, because I got an advance of this of Nice Trash. I've been listening to it for a while, and it's pretty huge. And thinking of it just being you, that the live show, and I've seen people do it before where it's like literally, you know, they press play on their laptop and then they're literally dancing in front of it, and it's boring. It's karaoke, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be great to know that it's not going to be just like that.
Yeah, I had a friend play with me in Europe, and it was really just to kind of give it more involvement, just because we think it's, like, we thought it was boring, too. Like, I thought it was boring that, you know, like, I've even walked off stage one time because I thought what I was doing was boring, and I thought that people would probably be bored of just watching me in front of my laptop. so it's, like, there's still a laptop, and there's still, like, some of the songs are, like, how they are on the record that way, but a lot of it's like new beats, new like synth stuff.
Okay.
I mean, it's still like pretty mellow, but it's just like makes it a little more lively.
Cool. How has the how did the tour in Europe go?
It was good. It was really long. It was really long and crazy. But it was a really good learning experience. We met a lot of really cool people. Had some good shows, had some bad shows.
Yeah,
sometimes. Like, kind of experienced the whole spectrum of live performance.
Yeah, that's great. Who are you touring with? You weren't with Dirty Beaches, right? That's just North America.
Oh, yeah. We were basically the band on that tour. We played with Surfer Blood once in Paris. But I think that was really, like, the only time we were, like, with a band.
Okay, so it was mostly just you. Yeah. So you got a handful of releases. Like, I've got an older tape of yours on Night People. I think a split with Best Coast. Was that you?
Yeah,
that's right, on a 7-inch there.
Yeah.
And I was just actually looking at your Bandcamp page last night when I was setting this show up. And a whole bunch of stuff I haven't even seen. Are you going to have some of that stuff at the show tomorrow night? Are you going to get that across the border?
Unfortunately, no.
Really? Oh, that's a bummer.
I was supposed to get some records from France while I was still in Europe, and it didn't make it. So they were supposed to send them to me so I could have them for the show tomorrow night, but they got held up in customs or something.
Yeah, that's usually the case. That's a bit bummer to hear.
Yeah, but, it totally is.
But
so my apologies.
Oh yeah, no worries. Well, it was great to talk to you here. We still got a pair of tickets for Gene Wilder and Dirty Beaches. That's tomorrow night at the Waldorf Hotel. Going to be a great show. So you can call 604-822-CITR to get a pair of those there. Thanks so much, Gene, for calling in. And we'll see you tomorrow night for sure.
Cool, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. So I'm going to continue things on here. This is Dirty Beaches with 100 Highways. Pair of tickets still on the line here. 604-822-CITR. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Back with the Pop Drones show. That was Dirty Beaches there from his new LP on Zoo Music. That song was called 100 Highways. Catch Dirty Beaches, and hopefully he'll have the LP tomorrow night. Waldorf, congratulations to Sarah Walsh for calling in, winning a pair of tickets there. Of course, playing alongside Gene's Wilder. Going to be a great show. Pretty excited about that one, as you can probably tell. Thanks for thanks to Gene or Gene's Wilder for calling in. Actually, we were supposed to set up a bit of an interview a couple weeks ago, and he was in Europe at the time, and we just couldn't get the timing right, and I'd kind of had written the interview off, was not expecting that there. So yeah, I did the best I could off the top of my head. I hope we got a couple decent sounding questions out of my brain there. So before that, yes, we heard Gene's Wilder with Don't Want to Live Forever from his new LP entitled Nice Trash. Right now, what are we playing next? Going to get into slightly heavier stuff here. Okay, yeah, we got the new one here from Edmonton's Krang. This was released on Mammoth Cave Recording Co. We'll be right back.
Would you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show here. I think we'll be signing off pretty soon. We got Luke Meet with a Noise coming up next. I got a couple more tracks here to play for you, some cassettes. Actually, we got Hobo Cubes coming up next from Montreal, the brand new cassette on Orange Milk Records. And we also have another track off of, from the same label, Giant Claw. So we're going to hear that for our last couple songs here. Yeah, thanks to Sarah Walsh for calling in, winning tickets there. Thanks to Gene Wilder for calling in and doing a little interview, which was great. Last couple songs here. Norman Neubauer, probably pronouncing that way off, with the song Background. He actually befriended me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook under the show's name here, Pop Drones. And so you can find me on there, friend me, if you want to get updates on the show and all that kind of stuff, ticket giveaways and information on that. Anyways, and sent me a MP3 files of stuff he was doing. I believe he lives in Berlin. And I get sent a lot of stuff, and some of it sticks and some of it doesn't. And I thought this was quite great. This is actually has no physical release. I tend not to play too much just MP3s. It's mostly things that have actually been physically released that I play on the show. But I was entranced with it enough to lend it an ear on the air here. So apparently it was recorded using an oud, which is a sort of a Mediterranean or Middle Eastern cousin of the lute. Apparently recorded all in one take. A couple other great tracks that he sent me. Hopefully we'll be playing those down the line. Hopefully someone gets on it and puts something to tape or CDR or even vinyl. Before that, we heard Hunter's Palace, three-piece, apparently splitting their time between Brussels and London. Kind enough to send me their new 10-inch, and excellent, excellent stuff. Actually, it sounds very French to me. Sort of sounds like maybe somewhere between Anals and that Metz France thing going on there, a little darkness. Apparently he was singing that entire song in Maltese. Il Palaz Tal Cacatur is the name of the 10-inch, and Tal Metal was the song that we heard. I'll be playing the flip side, hopefully, in the next week or two. Great stuff. You can find Hunter's Palace on Bandcamp and listen to both those songs. Highly recommended stuff. And Krang from Edmonton before that with Spirit Animal. As promised, we got Hobo Cubes coming up here. And then I'm going to end things off with Giant Claw. And then we got Luke Meet with a Noise coming up next. We'll see everyone tomorrow. Dirty Beaches, Gene Wilder. And tune into the show next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m. Thank you.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely,
it's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and rock.